right. All right, we are here at the 2019 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and in the studio lounge is Boris Masip from Flow Tracker. Man, my tongue is tied today. But anyway, how's the show going for you, Boris?
You know what? The show is going great. As a matter of fact, I want to start by saying that last year when we were here, you asked me the same question, how the show is going.
Sure,
and you asked if we have been part of the FinTech Killer Round.
Mm-hmm.
And last year's we were not. But I said on camera last year, count my words, we'll be here next year and we will participate. And we did. I'm very happy with our performance.
Oh, good.
And for the opportunity to basically educate the credit union membership and the markets, mm-hmm. the leadership, on what is possible today using analytics.
Oh, yeah.
And why not?
So, yeah, I mean, pardon the cliche, but it sounds like sky's the limit with analytics.
Yeah, and in fact, it is. I mean, Dave yesterday during his presentation, he used the example of Amazon and Netflix,
mm-hmm.
Two companies that have become billion-dollar companies by using analytics, understanding the customer behaviors, the customer preferences, and presenting offers that are right for them, mm-hmm. at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
In our business, in our world, money flows. Is customer behavior.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to understand how the customers are using their money, mm-hmm. and how the money flowing, mm-hmm. through the accounts in order to understand how where they are going, mm-hmm. what are they preferring, mm-hmm. and presenting offers that are meaningful and at the right time and to the right customer.
And the data is going to reveal that.
And so all of that is in the data.
Exactly.
A very famous and well-respected speaker a few days ago said that he was talking about big data and whatnot, and I went and I said that I respect him immensely and that I like his work because I think he's bright, but that I disagree. I think that today institutions can do a lot more with the data that they already have before making that leap into big data.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, bankers are sitting on a... Sorry, did I say that dirty word, bankers?
Right.
I meant credit unions. Credit unions are
credit unions and bankers.
And bankers, financial institutions, are sitting in a lot of on a lot of data,
mm-hmm.
but they have very little insight into their customer
right.
base.
Right.
For example, right now there is a conversation happening in one of the rooms in which it is all about the customer experience,
mm-hmm.
and I'm presenting offers that are meaningful and whatnot. And one of the things that immediately came to my mind, it is the fact that if you are going to do that, you need to know who is bringing you new money,
mm-hmm.
and those were the questions,
mm-hmm.
that some of the audience is excited to ask to the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, well, I had this offer, but it didn't give me the results that I expected and whatnot. And from our perspective,
mm-hmm.
all that they are talking is about they did a poor selection of the customer base. They are not aware of who are the customers that traditionally bring them new money.
Yeah.
And regardless of what you do, I can say that 80% of the new money that is coming into institution,
mm-hmm.
is not going to come from new customers. It's going to come from the customers that you already have.
Ah.
So
repeat business, like I'm
absolutely.
Assuming?
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's why deepening customer relationship is so important.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I would say it's not important. It is critical.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I mean, well, when you have repeat customers, that's a great testimonial in itself right there.
Absolutely.
Because word of mouth spreads, and then you get the real new money with
absolutely.
the new customers coming.
Absolutely.
Or members in this case.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and as a matter of fact, one of the challenges that institutions a lot of the times have is that they run these campaigns, the example of what was happening inside, and at the end of the day, there is end up being a big argument between finance and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing thinks that they did a fantastic job, and finance says, I'm not seeing the result. And it's because of the issue of product cannibalization.
Mm-hmm.
And most institutions are not measuring today because they think that it's difficult and because they try to do it through transactions and
mm-hmm.
and so forth, which is not the right way to do it. And so being aware of product cannibalization, being aware of how you can contain it, and in order to bring actual result that finance and marketing can agree upon, it is critical. Doing it through spreadsheets and data manipulation is not the way to do it. You really need to embrace analytics, and I think that the message is coming very clear here in the.
So how do you get credit unions to execute on that action, to get them to use data analytics even more so than they already are today?
It's a fantastic question. I think that the biggest impediment to that today is actually culture. That in some credit unions, the leadership has been very open around we have to be at the forefront. Mm-hmm. We have to start to embrace it and to do things. But it doesn't happen everywhere. Mm-hmm. So if I were to suggest on how to start to embrace it, I would say look for things that are practical and that solve needs that you have. I mean, every credit union needs to bring new money. So how can you use analytics to bring new money? Cannibalization is something that in reality most credit unions are not able to measure, and at least they are not able to measure accurately. So look for solutions that would allow you to do that. I hate to do a shameless plug, but Flow Tracker Analytics, that is exactly what we focus on, and we'd be delighted to help. And then, for example, the marketing budget. You do not need to market the whole population. If you can select very accurately, using analytics, the population to whom you are going to present specific offers of products or services at the right time based on prior performance or behavior, you are going to be far ahead of the game than your competitors.
No doubt.
And the time is now, guys, because the reality is that the banks and the larger financial institutions are really investing in this field. If you are not investing on it today, you risk the chance of becoming irrelevant very time soon.
Yeah. So, well, let's flip it on the consumer or the member's case this time. They'll appreciate them with that, with the proactive action, I guess, for lack of a better terminology, what your credit union is doing for them, because they feel that, hey, my credit union knows me. They know my behaviors. They know where I am in my life. They know what my kids are doing, that type of stuff. And so they're providing those services to you at these times of your life, at the right product at the right time, basically.
Mike, so, you could not be more accurate. I think that you're absolutely...
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, I'm saying the members will appreciate that.
No, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, as a matter of fact, especially for credit unions, I believe that the issue cannot be about pushing products. It has to be about solving member financial needs. So if you are presenting to me right now, for example, you have detected that I'm moving money from a credit card to a line of credit, or I'm doing behaviors that basically necessarily means that I'm in financial distress. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you have identified that and are able to reach me and say, hey, can we help? Mm-hmm. This is what we can do for you.
Right.
You know, and analytics is what allowed you to do that customer experience.
Yeah.
A lot of the financial needs are not stated by the customer. They are trying to resolve it in the background. And ultimately, you have to be aware that if you are not the one that are helping the member to resolve those stated and unstated financial needs, somebody else will.
Yep,
as well be at the forefront and try to be the person that does.
You got that right. You're spot on there, Boris. All right. Anything else to add? Because, I mean, we could go on for another half hour.
No, I'm
this type of
thinking
stuff
that,
sure.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome, Boris.
It has been a fantastic show, and I hope that we'll be able to continue this conversation.
Let's do it. Let's do it again.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Boris.
Thank you, Mike.
You so much.
Cheers.
Well done.
Appreciate it.
Boris Masip from Flow Tracker. Go check him out.
Thank you, guys.
Well done, sir.